Now, a record number of people are taking to the streets of Dublin for the KBC Dublin Marathon today. 22,500 people have registered for the event. It's celebrating its 40th year, and completing it once, as we know, is an achievement. But imagine completing it 40 times. Well, that is exactly what my next guest has done, or will have done, Mary Nolan Hickey. Mary, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us on News Talk Breakfast. I mentioned there, this is your 40th year to do the Dublin Marathon. That is an extraordinary achievement. How do you feel going into that?
I actually kind of can't believe it myself. It's kind of like evolved over the years, and I've just managed to turn up. I used to be very competitive years ago, and I turned up to the first Dublin Marathon. It was only about 40 of us in that, women, and it nearly killed me. And I thought, that's it. I never want to do this again like everyone else. And then I turned up for the second and the third. And as a competitive athlete back in the day, I was turning up to race it. And then as the years went on, I was just turning up because I wanted to do it. And before I knew it, I was up in and around 20, and there was another lady with me, Bridget McCabe from Mullingar. Bridget and I were now the only two ladies. So it kind of became a thing to see who would be the last woman standing. And we carried on, and I think it was around the 20th year that Bridget decided not to run because her husband was injured, and she thought, this is the year I won't go. Mm. And I was kind of like, okay, so now I am the only woman standing. So now what will I do? And I was fit at the time and enjoying it. And I just thought, sure, I'll keep going for another while. And then, now it's become a thing. So I actually can't believe myself that, please God, I'm going to the start line and I'll get to the finish line of this one.
It's an absolutely incredible achievement. As I say, to even do it once is huge for people. So yeah, to have done all 40 of them is pretty momentous. Take us back to the younger childhood years then, Mary. Did you always have a love of running, or where did that come from?
No, when I was a very young child, I was regarded as a brittle bone child. I was more or less not let play any games or camogie, which was what most of the girls were doing. Mary was sitting minding the bags and minding the dogs and minding the small children. But no, I wasn't allowed to take part. And when I was 16, I just thought, you know, I want to do something. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I wandered out to the local athletic club that had just started, St. Benedict's in Arklow. And I ran a little race there and I finished second. And that was me hooked. I had a mohair jumper on me and a jeans that day, and that was me hooked into athletics. And for about 12 years, I ran track and field, and, you know, I was okay. I was pretty okay over the 400 metres, maybe 800 metres. But anyone asked me to run a mile, I'd say, absolutely. No way I'm not doing four laps of that track. But then I saw the advertisement for the first Dublin Marathon somewhere, and I didn't even really understand what a marathon was, to be honest. And I just thought, I wonder, will I entered anyway, and I turned up on the start line of the first Dublin Marathon. I reckon it was back in the black and white days, really. But it was a very interesting journey altogether. It really was, to see what people were going through. Like, they were falling down around the place. There was no bottles or gels or garments or anything back then. But it was such a journey. I discovered I was kind of better at the longer distance, even though I hadn't trained properly for that one. I had only done one 18-mile run. And that got me hooked onto distance stuff. So I've done an awful lot of endurance events over my lifetime. Yeah, definitely.
What does the running give you? Or what kind? You hear people who get that buzz from running talk, and it's something most of us don't understand unless you actually have had that feeling. But people talk about what it does for their mind more so than their body. What kind of solace, or what do you get from it that's kept you doing it?
I love running. I just simply love the feeling of going for a run. And I discovered over the years, because, I mean, in a lifetime of 40 years, I've had some tragedies as well, as I got into athletics for the sport of it. But I've discovered it's really great for the mind. It really helps you sort out things. I always say, if you get up in the morning, if you're ready to kill someone with stress and there's a whole lot going on there, and you go out for your long run, you do your 20. I used to do my 20 miles on my own, literally Arklow to Gorey and back. By the time I come back, I have no worries. All the stress is gone. Yeah. All I want is a cup of tea and something to eat. And it's a great little stress buster. I mean, it's not the answer to everything, but it's definitely good for the mind, because you're out in the fresh air and you're suffering a bit, your heart rate's up, and you have to concentrate to get yourself through 20 miles. So your mind can wander and sort out
in whatever
problems.
Direction.
Yeah.
You talk there about tragedy and, I guess, challenges over the years, which, yeah, of course, you've been doing this marathon now for 40 years and you would have had down times. I know your son very sadly passed away when he was very young. Did running give you something in those years after that to try and get you up and out of the house, maybe?
Yes, actually, it really did. I, on that particular time, I just thought, I'm never going to run again. I'm never going to smile or laugh or joke again. You feel so guilty kind of when you do. But I actually, my best friend Anne-Marie, and Anne-Marie's been through a lot in her life, she came to me a couple of days later and I said, let's just go for a run. And it really helped. It really helped me focus, and mentally it just helped me, you know, because after such a tragedy, I reckon you can either go up or you can go down. And I just decided I'm going to go up and run. Yeah, definitely.
And I suppose they say, and people will always say this, that you'll never feel worse after having a run. You'll only ever feel better, or any form of exercise,
yes,
really. But even,
yeah,
if you don't want to get out into the rain and go,
yeah,
you'll always feel marginally better when it's done.
When you come back. Definitely. There's times over the years where I'd stand in my running gear and I'd go, oh, I really don't want to go out. You know, especially in the early days when there wasn't many women running. And sometimes I'd have to push myself out the door and go for my run. But my goodness, when you come back, you feel on top of the world. You know what I mean? It definitely, you feel better after than before. Definitely.
Tell me about your PB. I know that you're a really fast runner and you have had some really, really, really good marathons. So tell me what kind of in and around what time you look to do it in.
Yeah. Well, in the good old days, I my first marathon was 3:38. My second marathon in London, I did the first London marathon as well, was 3:37 in the rain. So I thought, well, I must be stuck at around this. So I didn't know what a good time was.
Mm.
Then I went down to Cork to a national marathon in the rain and I managed to get a 3:15. And I thought, wow, that's okay. So that year was a particularly good year. I was training very well and I turned up to the second Dublin Marathon in 81. And I managed to get a 2:57.
That,
so I was
such
delighted.
An incredible time. Like,
yeah,
it really is a great,
yeah,
time.
I never consider myself, I've never been really coached. I coach myself all the time. I've never had sponsorship or anything like that. I just love the running, but it is such an honour to have breaking that 3 hours. It was great. But I was running good 10Ks and 5Ks at the time.
They're the high times. Have you had a low point? Have you had a terrible marathon? One that you felt every kilometre go by? I know you did one when you were 6 months pregnant. Tell me about that.
Well, that one, my boy Calvin is 30 now, a big 6'2" fella who won't run. He said, I've done one already. I'm not doing,
yeah,
another. He's lazy. But yeah, no, that actually, that year I thought, will I, won't I? Because it would have been back in the day when if you were pregnant, you were regarded as being sick almost.
Mm.
And I counted up the months and I thought, I wonder now. But I went to the start line with the attitude that if I felt things weren't working out right, I was getting out.
Yeah,
I had
stop.
Hats and gloves and the whole lot on me. And I just went out nice and easy and jogged along and walked along, knocked on a few doors and used a few bathrooms and got around. But I remember someone saying at the time that if Mary Hickey gets past Hollis Street, she'll be all right. But I got around. It's just, I think it was just over the 6 hours. I was very, very happy. I was in very good condition. My baby was born then in the January. He was 10 and a half pounder, so
he didn't do him any harm.
He didn't lose any weight on that one anyway, definitely.
I suppose this morning we're too late as we get to Sunday morning. People are at the start line, but there will be people in the cars travelling in to chat to people this morning, yeah, or to support people this morning.
Mm.
So we don't need to waste our time, I guess, talking about some of the advice in the run up,
yeah,
to the marathon. But tell me your tips for the day itself when people get to that start line and they take off. What's the biggest thing that you have in your head as you take those first few steps in the marathon?
Is just keep your eyes wide open. Please go out easy. Don't get caught up in the excitement of the thing. And definitely I would go out slightly slower than I feel I want to run, definitely. And I would work my way through. I mean, like, there'll be a percentage of people that have done all the training and they're up for it and they will go out and try and get their A game done. Then there'll be another percentage that will be just trying to get a certain time if they can. And then there'll be probably a quarter to feel that are feeling very nervous and very dodgy and not sure whether they're going to get through it. But if they go out easy and work their way in nice and gently, get through the first early miles, don't do anything crazy, build it up and get up deep into the miles around 18, 19, then the crowd is going to carry you along. You know, as I always say, I feel like I'm going to die, but I'm probably not going to die. So, you know, strong mind, keep positive. Don't hang around at the water stations. That can be a negative place, I always feel. Just get out of the water station, take your drink and move on. Try and listen to only positive people around you. Don't let the negative chatter get to you. I've often been passed with people, you know, saying, oh, I feel dreadful. How do you feel? And I will say, yes, it's tough, but I'm OK. We're going to be grand. And then I'll get away from them because they're going to drag me back down with them. So try and be positive and be in the moment when you're doing it. Really appreciate that you're actually in the marathon. That's what all the work has been for. Make the most of your day, whether it be a good day, a bad day, whether you get the time you want, or you just about get around the course, make the most of it. It's very special.
The crowd is hugely important, isn't it? Oh, and yeah. I've been, my husband is doing the marathon and yeah. I've been to it the last couple of years and the crowd is phenomenal. And you can actually see the effect that it's having on the runners. If they go through a busy part, if you're in a busy part and there's lots of cheering, people put their names on their tops and people actually shout people's names at them. It gives them such a boost.
It's a huge part of the marathon, the Dublin Marathon, the Friendly Marathon. It's a huge factor, the Dublin crowd and all the people that come up from around the country. But it's just, I have been to a good many marathons. I've never felt the support like you feel in Dublin. It's unbelievable.
What I love about when I hear you talk about running, Mary, is that even though this is your 40th Dublin Marathon, excuse me, you acknowledge that it is really tough. Like, so if it wasn't tough, you wouldn't be able to get into the marathon. Now, I know they were over-registered this year, but there would be millions of people doing the marathon if it was an easy thing to do. Yeah. It's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's quite extreme. I think people may be underestimated because there's so much ultra running going on, but the marathon itself is one hell of a distance to do. It really needs to be respected. It really does, because, you know, you have to try and physically survive it. And, you know, if you've done the training, you will survive it. But it needs to be took with respect, definitely. It's a tough event. Very tough.
How are you feeling ahead of the race this year? What are you in good form? How's the training been going?
Myself personally this year, because I ran around the course of Ireland in 2018 and I cycled around it early this year. I had a little bit of a bike crash. Didn't think it had took much bother out of me, really. But when I tried to get back training and running, it just wasn't happening for me. So I went for an MRI and there's two little discs bulging in the back, which is definitely affecting me. So this journey, this will be, I call it a mystery tour because I haven't a clue what's going to happen to me. I'm having a mystery tour on Sunday morning around Dublin, but I will get to that finish line.
So you'll just get out and see how it goes.
It'll probably be walk-jog effort this year. I just have to finish it. You know, I literally just have to get around it.
Well, look, the best of luck. We really hope that it goes well for you. Your 40th Dublin Marathon, which, as I said, doing one is an achievement in itself and something I have yet to achieve, but doing 40 of them is absolutely incredible. And just to mention, actually, Ishka is the official water partner of the marathon this year. So you'll be taking on lots of water, taking on lots of food and making sure that you do get that finish line. Mary Nolan Hickey, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us on News Talk Breakfast.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.